I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
For the purpose of critique, review, and education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
Hey, it's time for the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm your senior nerdling, WC Chronicles.
I'm Jersey Mike, junior host, getting ready for the critiquing process tonight.
While trying to jump down on some pretzels there. So, I just want to talk a little bit about David Cassidy. He passed away... What can you say? I'm going to have to Google out of curiosity, because he is the brother of Sean Cassidy.
Which is, I think they're stepbrothers of Shirley MacLaine, right?
Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones,
Shirley
I'm sorry.
Shirley Jones is David. I got to quit saying Dave. Keith Partridge and David Cassidy are the same people.
Okay? Same people.
Shirley Jones is the stepmother of David Cassidy. Not many people knew that, but
no,
it's true.
I knew that because I used to love Sean Cassidy, and they talked about the whole family.
Yeah.
Then in Dynamite magazine one time, they had an article about how it was being on set, mom, son, real life, but even though they were playing characters, Keith,
right,
and Mrs. Partridge, I forget her name, that's not
Shirley.
Her. Shirley and Keith, and then it's Shirley and David in real life.
Exactly. Now, I remember when being a kid, watching and seeing in syndication the Partridge Family, seeing them do this music thing. As I got a little bit older, I'm like, why don't I? It's because, you know, I started to follow in the Monkees and stuff. It's like, you know, shoulder shrug. Why don't I know any of their songs? Or why don't they play anything on the radio or at all? Until one day, just by chance, I think it was a station called KSGO, which stands for Solid Gold Oldies, out of Portland.
Oh, nice.
15:20 a.m., I still remember it. It's defunct now. But they played this song. So let's play this track from the TV show, okay?
I do have one announcement. Due to technical difficulties beyond our control, the Partridge Family will not appear today.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean the Partridge? Oh, jeez. Well, let's just continue and see who we got.
Your cell phone's messed up. It just went out.
Let's see who we got coming up.
However, Miss Bancock, the girls' phys ed coach, has agreed to step in and tell us about her crusade to get women into professional hockey.
We played, didn't I?
But you also said you quit.
You can't believe everything I say, can you?
You gonna sing our songs?
No, we're gonna sing when everybody came to hear.
You wouldn't dare. You just can't walk out here and assert your man.
I'm not asserting anything. Some people came here today to hear us play, and we're not gonna disappoint them. So are you gonna introduce us?
No. Who do you think you are? You just can't
walk. One, two.
Wait a minute. If she's not gonna introduce them, why don't we introduce them?
Sounds good.
I mean, I don't know what her problem is. Okay, ladies
maybe
and gentlemen.
Maybe she's getting her first womanhood.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, the Partridge Family.
I think it would be nice if you introduced us. One, two.
I just did. Ladies and gentlemen, the Partridge Family.
Three, four.
I just said that. Turn her mic off.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for.
got so much to think about.
That one part about two-thirds through it where it hits a don't know what it's all about, da-da-da-da-da-da. When I first heard it on the radio in my old Corvair 1966, there was just something about the version that it just, you could hear the bass, and I'm like, okay, that song's pretty decent. From the beginning, it's kind of like, eh, but then that, to me, that is the hook right there. I don't know what it's all about. It's just, for some reason, it's the punch of the song. It sounds cool.
They took it out.
They took, for that version right there that we played from the show, for some reason it's not there.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe it's that magnet thing you're talking about. Yeah.
But that's my David Cassidy knowledge story right there, that song. But looking it up, they had 9 top 100 hits. Almost all of them going into, except maybe one or two, going into the top 10.
Wow.
Don't know. Maybe we should put it up to a vote on Instagram. Should we do a review of David Cassidy and the Partridge Family's top singles going into the Hot 100?
I think we should put it to the test, the vote.
Let's put it up for a vote. We'll put a number on it and see. Well, no, let's not put a number on it. Let's just put it up for a vote. If it's substantial enough, we'll do a podcast on that straight on.
50 and over.
50 and over? I think we can do that. We'll open up all the venues and say, hey, here we go.
I think that's fair.
I think that's more than fair. So, last we talked, you were sick, flu, whatever.
Still kind of there, but, you know, you have the ups and downs because not just the weather, it's just germs. Not, you can't get rid of them.
Yeah, that's where the cold air it comes in that's nice because it kills everything that's in the air. You got to have a good 2 weeks or something of the cold weather. We're not going to get that here in Vegas. For some reason, we're about 75 degrees, 70 degrees yesterday. We are about 15 degrees unseasonably warm right now.
And tonight it dropped about, I don't know, 15 degrees it feels like with the wind, but still no snow, sleet, or rain.
Yeah. Don't need any of that. Brings us, though, are you ready? Should we do a Mabel Doomsday Vault update?
Ba-da-da-da-da.
She's as popular as a gal can be.
Hi, I'm, what's my name? I am Smartass B. Hush, which was the name bestowed upon me from Mabel.
And I think Mabel called me Tofu Pizza or some shit. I don't really know. Tofu. I really don't know.
I'm lucky for you, I remember. You're Tofu Scrambled Eggs.
Okay, Scrambled Eggs. How do you remember? Mabel hides and plays so many games, you just give up and say, Mabel, you're the boss, like that song. We'll wait for you, Mabel.
Woohoo! So, I've been digging on, been going down into the vault and pulling out a few stories. One that my dad shared. I think it's time for one about me. It's only fair.
It's only fair.
It's only fair. So I remember I was about 12 years old. I was exactly 12 years old. And I got the idea, a curiosity. We had this clothes chute that would be on the upstairs of our house. We had like a, oh geez, okay, basement, TV room, kitchen. We had a 4-level house growing up.
So you weren't Dennis the Menace. You were Wayne Willy Wonka or Wayne Willy something. I don't know. Just ready to get involved with something weird. I could just tell.
Maybe you can see this one coming. But we had a clothes chute that we would throw our clothes down from the upstairs. And the clothes would go down the chute down to the laundry room. And when parents went around, when we were young kids in grade school, we would always climb up and down the clothes chute just because you weren't supposed to. It was fun to do anyway. I don't know what gave me the idea, thinking and curiosity. I think I was in 12 years, yeah, I was in 7th grade. Could I possibly fit in the dryer?
Okay. I didn't expect that one coming, yeah. Fitting in the dryer.
I think what it was is we were doing a unit in school talking about NASA and the Apollo astronauts.
Okay.
And how much room they had. I think the teacher described it something about, you know, the space, they had the space of a, like trying to fit into a dryer. Not much room at all. So you get thinking, well, I guess to experience it, I'm going to have to climb. This is something to experience what the Apollo astronaut was like space-wise, not space, outer space, but volume of how much thing was. I'm going to have to climb into the dryer. Okay? So I'm home one day. I decide to go downstairs to the basement.
Oh, boy.
I decide, like, okay, you know, left, right leg, left leg, pull myself in. Like, hey, wait a minute. It's a little cramped, but I'm actually in the dryer. I fit in here.
Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me.
So I'm thinking, wait a minute. This is going to be fun. I know my mom's going to be down here. She's always doing laundry or something. I'll close the door, wait a little bit, see if she comes down. Or I'll just open the door and yell, Mom! Mabel! And then I'll shut the door. I'm going to scare my mom. This will be so much fun. So I think eventually I can hear her coming down to the laundry room.
Mabel's coming down.
I shut the door and I'm all wound up in the dryer. I'm expecting her to open it, okay? So I hear her coming in, I hear the light switch click, I hear her coming in, and then I'm some bumping around her laundry basket. Next thing I know, I am spinning around in the dryer.
I was just going to say, I can't believe that. Unbelievable. So Mabel put the dryer on and you're spinning around in the dryer.
She turns the dryer on and I'm... And what scares my mom to death, she goes, opens the dryer door. What the hell are you doing in the dryer? So my first instinct is, I'll tell the truth. I'll say, I wanted to see what an astronaut felt like. Have you lost your brains and marbles?
Oh, my gosh.
Get out of there.
Oh, that's a funny Mabel update. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you went into orbit all right.
I spun around a good 2 or 3 times, you know. But my mom still mentions that. Like, oh, like that stupid time you climbed in the dryer.
Only here on the Shiny Squirrel Nerd Podcast are you going to hear about somebody who actually went in a dryer, mom flipped, and he goes, and then he's like.
I always thought it would be fun to make a trip to a late night laundromat and try to reduplicate that. Maybe we could find a deserted laundromat somewhere. Just to film it and send it to my mom just to hear her yell.
Well, that'd be funny. You going to get in the dryer?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That would be fun to try.
Yes, it would. Well, I like that.
Let's put it on the front burner and think about it. So, anyway, that's our Mabel's Doomsday Ball in archive.
Did you scare update. Poor Mabel out of her wits? Or?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I got read the riot act and everything. Of why
did she at least feed you that night? Or did they make you starve? Mabel!
I wonder if she's got a date. Is my cap on straight?
Hi, Chad.
Hey, Maybell. How about us?
Oh, boy, it's popular. At the gal canteen.
Did you say popular?
I did.
Is he popular with me?
Why, even Santa boys feel gay as they shout, ankles away.
We'll figure this out. Yeah, so we're discussing the dryer thing. We'll figure this out.
Yes.
Because maybe we should put this up for a vote, too.
There you go. I'll put this one up for a vote. I like this better.
Should we attempt to see if we can get me into one of the industrial dryers, spin me around a few times? Get video of it for posting.
Oh, I think that's great. And send it to Hey Mabel. Here he is.
I would be I would even be willing to try, like, we'll have to check out the size of the dryers here at your complex.
Not going to do it. They're small.
Never say never.
I don't think you're getting in this, but never you say check never. Them out.
We'll try. We'll put it up for a vote first.
Put it up for a vote.
And we'll see if it happens. So, our topic tonight is technology. Okay?
I don't see you crawling you in a technologically in a little space that's going to spin you without having a problem. Hey, you're not getting in.
Technically, I didn't think I was going to fit when I was 12 years old into that little space, but I did.
But has the space changed since then? Has it gotten bigger or the same?
Well, good point, but hey.
Got to get one of those big, they call them big daddy ones.
It's like improv. Never say no, but don't.
Try it. Don't try it here, kids.
Try it. I mean, you got to attempt it, you know?
No. We don't want people to attempt that. That's why we need people, kids flying out on the news. Oh. Some podcast told my kid getting a thing. They either got a rug burn or some kind of heat burn. The thing burns
so
down.
So we should do it or we shouldn't do it?
We should do it. You should do it. But nobody else does this.
No, nobody else does this. If the vote goes down. Okay, anyway, so our nerdling topic tonight is technology, okay? It's a discussion of pro, con, and neutral. What's positive about technology? What are you negative on about technology? What are you neutral about in technology?
Okay, let's start this out with what are you neutral on or what are you positive on?
What am I positive on in technology is the simple fact, okay, the technology just keeps on going and going and going, okay?
To infinity and beyond!
They get a little bit too far ahead of themselves. I'm going to give you the example. Elon Musk, or what's the Tesla guy, Elon Musk? Muskie, whatever?
Oh, with the car.
Elon Musk, yeah.
With the doors open up from the side, all that good
Elon
stuff.
Musk. They got these self-driving cars, okay? I don't see how they can do this because...
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor, KITT for easy reference, a kit if you prefer.
No, I don't prefer, and what's more, I don't intend to drive around in a car that talks back to me, so either Devin pulls your plug or you get yourself another driver.
You have to have such high, fast computer response on these that they got to be quick, okay? But then when you go to load your phone or waiting for something to boot up, you're watching the little sundial or the little beach ball spin around, okay? So positively, I think that they are not going to be doing this successfully till almost like 2050, the year 2050.
Which will put this podcast well into its 30th or 40th year.
And I'm going to still be here doing it.
I was just going to say that.
So what I'm saying, on a positive thing, you throw something in. What kind
you're
of
trying,
this is my preface.
Okay, you're trying to say
this is the preface.
If they project all this positivity with technology keep running, how far can it run to? In other words, how many times can you run around the world and get tired? Technology will just keep going.
Yeah.
And it'll just have more this, more that, more that, more this. And the way this works. Who knows? It just keeps growing. And whatever way they can make a dollar or they can turn around and project some kind of positive thing with it.
Yes.
This thing could run forever, technology, and whatever, like, thing. People with prosthetics, you don't see them on computers.
That's true.
With the legs doing stuff, if it wasn't for technology, with all the bending with the robot machine.
They're advancing the positive technology of that, where the circuitry of your brain, your own electrical brain waves, can activate your prosthetic leg or arm to close. Your brain will think the command, hand close. And your hand will close.
Now, isn't that amazing how we could use our brain with technology to further positive for people to live longer, be more healthier, and achieve more?
And they're getting to a point where they're also saying that it's not too far away. I don't know what that means. Could be, I hope it's not like the self-driving cars. But before you die, before you pass on, leave your little carbon body, they can download your brain onto a memory stick and put you into a computer. Can you imagine? There is a movie there, right there.
Only thing I can say is, how come they didn't come up with that in the 60s when they had all these crazy movies like Planet of the Apes? And that would have been tremendous.
There's a lot of cryogenics. There's a lot of people who have put themselves into cryogenics back in like the 60s, late 68, with a do thaw out order, you know. So there's another positive thing, possibly.
A lot of positive things down there, but I'm kind of liking to live in the day of today's technology, which is we don't have enough time to shop for Cyber Monday.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, so we just got done with Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Tomorrow is supposed to be Travel Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's Cyber Week now. It's Cyber Monday and all Cyber. I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, the Podbean server went down. And my thought is because they are trying to move a massive amount of data from point A to point B or whatever for the last 5 days. And things have just like, say, that's it. I give up, you know? So that's kind of the positive thing on technology, you know?
And you still got them, you know, faster ways to supposedly pay your bills, get food faster.
Yeah.
I don't know how much faster you can get food unless it just magically appears, but there's so much they're cutting to the bone now.
You can expect it. It's like, okay, for my business, I can run a customer's credit card through PayPal on my phone. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
You can take a check, take a picture of it through the app for your bank and deposit it right there. You just saved yourself 30 minutes from driving 8 miles round trip to deposit a check.
Now, on the negative side of technology.
Negative side of technology.
Living it up when I'm going down.
With all this technology come out, what do we have? Identity theft.
Yep.
Where people can actually take the technology that's positive, reverse it for a negative way, which is criminal activity. They can take a thing and just bing, bing, get your credit card out of machine if you go to like the gas station, and they could just install a machine. They can turn around, have people just come around and ride around in a car supposedly with this device and just suck everybody's credit card information.
I've heard of that. Have you ever been fish scammed?
Where they call for $2 or something and the bill's on
where they
there.
Get your number. Yeah. Because it got to a point where I got fish scammed because I was like about maybe within 6 to 8 months after I moved here to Vegas. It was at the gas station I was going to.
Yeah.
It's the only place I could figure where they were doing it because it was I had it for a company credit card or debit card. So you just quit. I do not scan the card at the gas station pump. I walk in to do it.
Exactly.
That, you know, it's like, well, I don't want to be inconvenienced. Well, I don't want to be inconvenienced going through...
By letting people have free money.
Yeah, through the whole...
Which is mine.
Well, if your identity gets stolen, the melee that you got to go through to get it, the hours, the time...
You might not even get it done because they can do... You could be living in Vegas, your credit's good, and in Florida, wherever, somebody bought a home or a car or something.
Yeah.
Or they go run up Christmas time and they just open up Joe Blow Kokomo's account, and it's worth $5,000. They just go shop. They send a couple people in that they're going to give a cut to because it's usually stolen merchandise.
Yeah.
They run it through, and boom, they get a cut. They're on picture, but the master thief's never around. They're always behind the scenes.
They will get it, purchase a bunch of high-ticket items, and ship it somewhere else. Or try to sell it for dimes on the dollar and ship the money to wherever.
That's right. Where does it go? A lot of these scams come from Russia, Asia.
Still Nigeria.
Nigeria. Still. A lot of craziness. So that's
I got a phone call. It's happened to me twice. It's that scam phone call. This is the Department of Justice. We are calling you in a very urgent manner about a tax matter which needs to be taken care of. If you do not call, it's like, hold on. I'm not calling a second number. You don't. They say, the cops will be sent there to have you arrested. Okay.
Sounds like Tron or one of those. You are doing this. You are doing that.
It sounds like that Schwarzenegger.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
What was that movie that Schwarzenegger did where he was frozen and then they thawed him out? I can't remember, but it was kind of.
I want to say Iceman? No, it's not.
No, it's kind of like almost like that. It's almost like a Encino Man.
Encino Man.
The time movie where Brandon Fraser is in the with his parents in the bomb shelter and he comes out and sees everything. Kind of like that, almost.
I know which one you're talking about because Christopher Walken was the dad in that.
Yes. But it's kind of like that.
Blast from the past.
It's kind of just the genre. Now, like Experian, the credit bureau. I can't even wrap my mind. What was it, 56 million or something? Maybe it's 156. I don't know.
ID. Breached, yeah.
Yeah, you know. And it's like they say, well, you gotta freeze your credit. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. It's like, hold on. I only got so many hours in the day. I gotta work. I gotta function. And you're telling me what I gotta do. Only. Oh, and on top of that, you might have to pay a fee.
It's always that $50 fee, but at least it's only $50 on the card versus thousands.
And well, lucky for me, I guess this could be like a tip if anybody doesn't know it. I'm a member of AAA, okay, California, Nevada, AAA. Through them, you can get credit monitoring service for free.
Oh, nice.
It's part of what you pay. So if you're a member of AAA, look into it, call them, somebody, and say, hey, I only learned about this 2 months after it happened.
That's amazing.
And then Uber, they had a bunch of credit card hacks going on.
Here we go with the negative technology, especially around the holidays. They're going to run up, and with the way the world is, the way the massacre here in Vegas, and the church shooting, and the running, running over to people with the in New York terrorists. Long story short, if you want to steal, fine, steal the credit cards. I'd rather see that than people get hurt. But this is something that's going to be a national epidemic. Because most of America and Europe, wherever the main money comes from with the credit card, is going to be a problem. This is going to be an international problem where they're not going to be able to fix this.
The powers that be put another lock on it, but then the hackers or the opposite powers that be come and figure out how to open that lock.
It's a game of cat and mouse. The criminal's always going to try to just not to beat the system, but to turn around and if something's locked up in a safe, they're always going to want to get the safe.
Yep.
But they're always going to want to get what's in there because people who lock it up are so anal, the other person goes anal the other way. So, I got to lock it up for safety. I understand it's worth money or your family or something. That's great. But if you get that, look at it the same way. So, there's always going to be a cat and mouse. You can't tell me that I'm going to have to work to make $1 million and somebody can scam it. Happens all the time. There was a movie based on the penny. These guys hacked a bank account and stuff, and they got a penny, and a penny was transmitted so many
times.
Remember that?
I can't remember the name of the movie off the top of my head, but it's the one that had Eddie Murphy in it, and he went, and he was one of these banker data entry guys, and he was taking these .02, .06, all these little fractions of these little coins, and started funneling them into his account. And next thing he knows, it's like, I got $6 million.
Wow.
He comes to work in a nice car. His boss and coworkers are like, what are you doing? How did you afford that on what we pay you?
I just saw a story about that on Facebook or YouTube about how a company actually deposited $350,000 in one guy's account.
Yeah.
The guy was 21 years old, went to the bank. And they said, oh, you have $350,000 in here. And it just came from an electronic transfer. So the kid told them, and they said, well, within a month or 2 weeks, whatever, if they don't take it out, it's your money because we notified them if they don't take it out.
Whoa.
They're put it in, so if they don't rectify their mistake, it's yours. It's their money. It's not the bank's. It's theirs doing electronic transfer. Well, he contacted the company and them. I guess a week went by. Nothing happened. Finally, as you said, as quick as it was in, as quick as out, but he was stuck for money. But he got like $300-something or $400 interest, and they didn't say nothing about that. They let him keep it. So he said that was the nicest money he made.
Wow. Okay, so at least he got the interest off of it. Yeah.
So that's like a story like that.
I mean, the temptation of wanting to like withdraw, it's got to be a good amount to withdraw, then say, hey, I'm off to the Cayman Islands. Because we don't have no jurisdiction over there.
That's just like when they put money in an ATM.
Yeah.
If they put hundreds in the 20 slot and you get extra money, they know all this and they charge you. If you don't pay, you go to jail for bank robbery.
Yeah. It's best, on little things like that, it's best just to own up and be honest.
Yeah, because they have it all on camera. They have now who knows what other kind of databases they have with all kinds of things now. You're in there and you say, No, call the bank and tell them extra money's coming out.
It's what they call a digital fingerprint.
Yes, because you're in trouble. You're there. You're done. And they will charge you for a crime.
So it brings us to the neutral side of technology. Neutral, like Switzerland.
Yeah.
Being neutral, it's kind of like there's so much advancement of, we'll say, the media, okay? I don't care. I don't need to hear the same story 12 times. I don't care about the banana bread recipe. I'm just neutral on it. It's like with this is Monday morning here. I knew that things in the little cyber world, I need maps. Okay, that's what I use to get around. I decided, you know what? I'm gonna just do what I need to do in the AM hours, and then I'm turning my phone off, and I'm just gonna go about my AM part of the day.
There you go. Just turn off the FM.
I mean, it's like an edit switch. It's like, why doesn't the TV have an edit switch? It does. It's called the off button.
That's right. Or mute.
Mute, even better, you know.
You can still watch it and do whatever else you want to do. The mute button, I love that. It's one of my favorite features.
So that's kind of my take on the whole neutral.
Yeah, it's like topic. Muting it. It's like here comes all this funnel of information from all these sides, positive, negative. I'm tired of hearing this. Mute, it's still running.
Yeah.
You can close your eyes, you'll wake up like two streams of light are coming, but you don't hear nothing.
Yeah.
So your brain can shut off and recuperate. Because
and take a rest.
Yes, because we have so much coming at us that we don't realize this, and the brain retains so much more now because of this, all because of social media and all these new sites and all kinds of different stuff from this and that just coming at you. I mean, televisions, computers, who knows what else they're flashing,
cameras
driving.
Everywhere.
Yes.
There's a song by The Police, Sting, called Too Much Information.
Too Much Information.
Why don't we use that for our outro?
Have a good evening. Don't be too over-informized.
Okay, honestly, sincerely, I had no plan on playing that song. I did not know it existed. We talk about it, the whole social media thing, and that's it right there.
Too much information. Too much.
Too much information. Have a good week.